that the devotees not only from England, from Ireland, Scotland, and Germany, France, especially from Holland, and also some from Russia, Italy, Brazil, so many countries, they have assembled here. And management was so well that there was no any problem for even anyone. I know that in this world is made up problems and problems. So some problems may be that in room so many devotees are living. They are not habituated to be like this. But even only to hear classes, they are doing so. Anyone has not made any complaint. So I'm very happy. Also, I'm also happy that so many devotees from various parts assembled here. Also, book distribution and Nagar Sankirtan was also done in well way. I think that in our classes so many are so much inspired. Someone who left chanting, remembering, no confidence in chanting, remembering, even they are inspired somewhat. So if a class like this and a meeting like this, in a year it will be, it will help all the devotees. And they will be inspired. So I saw all are inspired in this way. If you are doing arrangement for next year, more better than this, more what?
Facilities.
Devotees.
Devotees. Assembly. So I will be very happy. I want that our preaching should be like Swamiji when came and inspired all. Now, they are somewhat confused. No Nagar Sankirtan. I know also no so much book distribution as before. Now they are playing some tricks. They give to one person thousands and book, and they take money, and they cheat others. So I don't want to do like this. You should really yourself chant and remember, be a good devotee. And also you should try to help book distribution and Nagar Sankirtan also. By this, we will preach and inspire other devotees. Don't involve in any way, anywhere, in any way. Only money taking, money collection. That is ruined. That ruins everything. So we should not be like that. We should try to help devotees from core of heart, like we are doing. And this is helping so many senior devotees also. They are attracted by this, who left So my request that you should be very strong in devotion. Try to daily chant and remember Gayatri months. And also you should try to help others. I heard a plan for also helping devotees from Sita Thakurani. She told that they can
study. By internet
they will
study Bhagavad Gita or study basic principles for being a devotee.
And it will help devotees. If anything to pay, we will also try to pay. So thus I want that new five devotees also can be helped, and senior also, they should try to help them. So I will be happy if next year more in a good arrangement it will be managed to assemble all the devotees there, then we will be more happy. I also request you all that be very strong. Don't deviate. Thank you for this arrangement and inviting all the devotees here and for good management. Gaur Premanande. Now I should begin some class. Oh, you can take this message in your pocket, that anyone cannot be happy, never can be happy, if he is not chanting and remember Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Never. By money, by position, by family, by other things, you cannot be happy. Never. Our whole epics, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all are speaking like that. If you want to happy, be happy, then chant and remember. Don't fear from ghosts. Some telling, oh, ghost is coming. This is coming. So many things are coming. Never. Who is chanting Krishna name? Any kind of fear, anything will not come. They should not make problem from their own mind and their exculpation. Don't do like that. If anyone chanting, even a name in his life, these ghosts and bad elements cannot come to you. So go on chanting and remembering. And then you will be happy. There is no way. Still recovered, especially for this iron age. Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam Aiva Kevalam, Kalau Nashteva, Nashteva, Nashteva Gatirandyata. So you should try to do. Give more importance of chanting, remembering, and other things than worldly things. Don't give more importance of money making and worldly things. You should try to give more importance to chanting, remembering. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the last of Kart festival, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving respect to the devotees, those who came from Bengal or from anywhere, after it was finished Kart festival. And then he was giving proper respect to all the devotees who assembled there, one by one, by one, by all, glorifying their devotion, their services to Krishna. In the last, he is telling, devotee of Kulin Gram. Do you know who was what is Kulin Gram? There is a village in Bengal, Waj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like even the dogs of the devotees of there. All chanting, remembering, dogs following Ekadashi, not taking meat, eggs and anything. If anyone used to give some bread or rice or anything, the dogs never used to even smell Ekadashi day. So Mahaprabhu used to honor even the dogs of that Kulin Gram. What to tell devotees there, high class of devotees. One of them who was prominent, he asked Mahaprabhu that, now Prabhu, we are separating from you. You are sending us to return back to our homes. What is our duty? Oh, in essence, you should order us. Then he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhu kahe, this is Chaitanya Charitamrit, 16th adhyay, 16th adhyay, Madhya Lila, 70 payar. Prabhu kahe, Vaishna Seva, Nam Sankirtan, Duikara Sikh Pabe Krishna Charan. Have you opened? 16th chapter, Madhya, 70 payar. Have you? Oh, so you can. Meaning?
The Lord replied, you should engage yourself in the service of the servants of Krishna and always chant the holy name of Krishna.
Any purport by Swamiji?
If you do these two things, you will very soon attain shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. The inhabitant of Kulina Gram said, please let me know who is actually a Vaishnava and what his symptoms are. Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and gave the following reply.
छोड़े दो. बिफोर दैट दिस इज सेकेंड ईयर. फर्स्ट ईयर ओ ही आस्क्ड फ्रॉम कुलिंग्राम. ओ दिस इज 103 बिफोर. प्रभुचरणे किछु कैला निवेदन. गृहस्थ विषय आमी की मोर साधने श्रीमुखे करण आज्ञा निवेदी चरणे. ओ आई एम गृहस्थ वेरी रेचेड. आई एम विषय. व्हाट शुड आई डू. व्हाट साधन आई शुड एक्सेप्ट. महाप्रभु टोल कृष्ण सेवा वैष्णव सेवन. कृष्ण सेवा एंड वैष्णव सेवन. निरंतर कर कृष्ण नाम संकीर्तन. निरंतर यू शुड डू. निरंतर मीन्स यू शुड डू कृष्ण संकीर्तन नाम संकीर्तन. एंड व्हाट मोर कृष्ण सेवा वैष्णव सेवन. द सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण एंड द सर्विस ऑफ वैष्णव. Three things, but always with name Sankirtan. Sattaraj bole, Vaishnav chinbe ke mane. How you will recognize that he is Vaishnav? Ke Vaishnav kaha, tar samanya lakshane. What is the common symptom of a Vaishnav? Then Mahaprabhu told, Jar mukhe suni ek bar, Krishna naam sei pujya sreshtha sabakar. He told that, who is chanting one name even, Krishna naam, sei pujya, she is worshipable, he is worshipable. And he is superior than all others. But what is the meaning? If he is chanting name, even he has not been initiated, no initiation, but he is chanting Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. We should honor, but there is a
condition.
What? He should not be Mayavadi. He should not associate with any Mayavadi. And second is, he should not be istri sangi. What meaning? What?
Involved in sense gratification.
Where is?
Istri sangi means a lusty person.
He should not be lusty person. Or he is associating with any lusty person. If he is like is so, and chant, he has chant one name, even daily he chants one name. We should try to respect him. Why? After some days he will take initiation and he will be very good devotee. So Mahaprabhu is telling. Jar next day he told. Jar mukhe अतएव जार मुखे एक कृष्ण नाम सही तो वैष्णव तारे करी हर सम्मान. सो इफ एनी वन चैंटिंग ओनली वन नेम डेली वी शुड ट्राई टू वर्शिप बट विथ थ्री विथ टू बट ऑलवेज संकीर्तन एंड ऑलवेज वैष्णव सेवा एंड कृष्ण सेवा. Krishna Seva like in beginning, Archan. And his high class of serving, what? Chanting of name with bhav and mood. That Rupa Goswami has told. So you should try to do like this. Next year again he told. And then what he told? Answered Mahaprabhu. He was smiling and telling. Next. That we have discussed. If anyone is chanting, always remembering Krishna name, always, without criticizing anyone, having so many qualities in him, and then you should try to respect him. And again he told that if seeing anyone, having darshan of anyone, oh, Krishna Naam comes automatically. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and so many devotees, Hare Krishna, automatically. Like this. Oh, you should know his Bhagavat, Param Bhagavat. You should try to serve, not only honor, but to honor and to serve him with your heart. So three kinds of Vaishnava. Oh, even he is one chanting one name with the
no bad association.
And if anyone chanting always, he is Madhyam Adhikari. First was Kanishta Adhikari. And he Uttam Adhikari. By saying, if Krishna is coming, inspiration of chanting name coming, that then you should always try to serve him in this way. Also he has told one thing. Shraddhanusari Vaishnava, oh, you know, the desire to serve Krishna is Shraddha. Is Shraddha of different stages. So in different stages. And by this we can decide that this Vaishnava is Kanishta, this Vaishnava is Madhyam, and this is Uttam. We can decide by this Shraddha. And it has been told that if anyone, you remember in English, by the grade of Shraddha, Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam are decided that they are of same rank. You remember? Who is Kanishta? His Shraddha is very komal, very soft. Like if there is a lamp and some air or wind is coming, or it will do like this, and after that it will
extinguish.
So a Kanishta Vaishnava, no, not very strong faith. Sometimes in bad association, his Shraddha will be weakened and he will give up. This is like in beginning Kanishta Adhikari. And then we will matured more, then in Madhyam Adhikar, Shraddha will be thickened. Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane Dridha Shraddhaja. What is the meaning?
When a devotee comes into the intermediate stage or the second class position of Vaishnavism, in that stage, even though his knowledge of Shastra and logical arguments may not be perfect, and he may be defeated in argument, it may be, yet still his faith is very firm, his conviction cannot be shaken. He is called Madhyam Adhikari, and he is a very fortunate person.
Understand you? What he told? Rup Kishore, what he told?
He said that a Madhyam Adhikari is someone who might not have sufficient
knowledge. More like this?
He might not have sufficient knowledge of Shastra, and he might even be defeated, but still he will have firm faith.
Try to listen very strongly. One thing more. Those who want to chant, remember, and to be a very high class of devotee. They must give up their bed before 4 in the night, in morning. If they are not doing, they never can achieve any success. They will be always weak. So I request all the devotees, if they cannot give up their bed at 3, or at least before 4 in Brahma Muhurt, they should try to give up their beds. Washing their hands, washing and everything, and they should chant, remember Brahma Gayatri and all that. Otherwise, they cannot be. They cannot do anything. So you should try to follow. And what you are hearing, listening very patiently, to note down in your hearts that I will have to follow. So try to know all these things. So what is the symptom of Madhyam Adhikari? Oh, he's knowing some Siddhant. What is Krishna Tattva? What is Maya Tattva? Bhakti Tattva? Maya, all another. But not his expert. Knowing something. But not so much an expert. Anyone can defeat him. Any Mayabadi or any others, they can defeat him. But his faith is so strong, oh, he will not accept their logics and anything. He will go and ask his Gurudev that he defeated me. Oh, then Gurudev will give him so much inspiration that he will go and again he can defeat him. But he will not accept their logics and anything. So if this is Madhyam Adhikari. And who is expert in all established Siddhant, truth. And also his faith is what? So hard. So even a person will go there, or he can defeat him, that person, in logic also, Shastra Jnana also. He can inspire, and his Shraddha is so high, always chanting name. So this is first class Vaishnava. He is telling to Satyaraj of Kulin Vaishnava, oh, you should try to do what? Krishna Sevan. Krishna Sevan, not Archan only. By remembering this slope, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtanan, and Rupa Raghunath Das Goswami, Mane Nija Siddha De Kari Abhaman, Aratri Dine Kare. Krishna Rasheman, Braja Radha Krishna Rasheman. If anyone is doing archan, hours and hours, and a man is here, and he is sitting and chanting name, and by his mind fart, he is following, Raghunath Das Goswami, that Mahaprabhu instructed him. Mane Nija Siddhate. In mind, you should serve Krishna. Like Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami. It is so superior, most superior. But I know that you are not qualified so. So your aim and object be like this. And begin from beginning. The slokas of instructions of Raghunath Das Goswami and instructions of and also of Das Goswami, both. This is the essence of all instruction. And gradually, what we have told, make a decision that what should be our goal of life, goal of our sadhana. And how can we very easily and very soon we can achieve that goal? Oh, for this, we have called this classes, assembly. So I think that you should try to follow all these things in future and also help devotees, others who are new for it. I think we should stop here, finish our class, and we will have to go here and there. Some will go to England, some will go to
Holland,
some. And so I want to finish our class here. Try to observe all these things in your life. If you have any questions, or directly you can write to me by email or by letters, but about bhakti, not about your wife and husband, quarreling and
problem.
You should try to settle it yourself, or you should file court case, and anyhow you should decide. Thank you to come. Gaur Premanande. Any kirtan?